Hey y'all, this is Josh Turner, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Hey, why don't we just turn that TV on? 315 channels, I've nothing but bad news on. Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? This little bitty living room ain't gonna look like much. But when the lights go down and we move the couch, it's gonna be more than for my two left feet and our two hearts beating. Nobody's gonna see us go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall? Maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Oh, why don't we just dance? Why don't we? You go put your best dress on. And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon as the tunes come on. On second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Well, why don't we just dance? I'll cut her up. Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance? Oh, baby, why don't we just dance? Come on now.
Thank you so much. Once again, I'm Josh Turner. We love you, Atlantic City. Y'all have a great Sunday night. Thank y'all. We love you.
Well, I'm with Josh Turner. Welcome.
Good to be here.
This is your first trip to the UK, isn't it?
First trip, yeah.
Good, and why is that? Because you've been around for a while, hitting the charts, and why is it taking you so long to get to the UK?
I wanted to wait long enough to sell out the Union Chapel.
And you've done that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I've been wanting to come over here for a long time, but it just never did work out, whether it was scheduling or finances or, you know, record releases or whatever the case may be. And I've had fans, you know, back in the States that have come over from the UK, just, you know, begging me, asking me when I'm coming over here. And I would always tell them, you know, that I want to and I'll get over there as soon as I can. And so I apologize for it taking this long, but I finally got here. I guess better late than never.
Well, it's well worth the wait, because I know that people are going to love it. And also, country music has sort of taken a turn going backwards a little bit, which suits your traditional style.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I've been hearing that for for a long time, and I haven't seen it yet. But I'm glad that the fans are kind of getting back into, you know, the more traditional stuff. You know, because I've always tried to make my music you know, pretty cutting edge, and you know, obviously it has a traditional element to it, but I've always tried to make it to where it doesn't sound like it's 10 years old when it comes out, you know. The further we get away from the traditional sound, I realize that there's only so far I will allow myself to go. You know, there's a line that I won't cross, because there's some stuff, you know, on the radio that I kind of have these debates with certain music business people, and I hear these people trying to make the case of, yeah, you know, it's country. And I'm like, no, it's not. But I feel like that discussion's been going on for probably 50 or 60 years too. So yeah, there's nothing new.
And it will continue to do so, yeah, I'm sure. Now, your new album, which has been re-released over here with a couple of new tracks, it's got a very Christian feel to it.
Because it's my first gospel record. That's also something I've been wanting to do for a long time. My priority up until now has always been to establish myself as a country artist. I've been a Christian most of my life, but I feel like I was called to be a country singer, and that's what I've always loved. That's where my heart's been. And you know, singing gospel music, you know, comes fairly easy to me because it's what's most important to me, you know, and it's very personal to me too. And so going into making this record, it was probably one of the easiest records I've ever made, because it was just, I don't know, it was just effortless. It was just me singing from the heart. Singing country music, you know, has its challenges because you have to think about radio, you have to think about, you know, certain parts of the industry and in the market, and you know, all of that kind of stuff. Hey y'all, this is Josh Turner and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. the light.
Doing a gospel record, you know, for me is, I don't like the commercial part of it doesn't even come into my mind. So, you know, getting 3 Dove Award nominations, that kind of stuff has never entered my mind. You know, when I went in to make the record, I was just going in to try to make a great gospel record.
Sure. Well, last week I played the live version of your big hit, Long Black Veil, and I see that you recorded at the Gaither Studios.
Yeah, Long Black Train. Yeah, it's my signature song, and I didn't feel like I could do this record without having Long Black Train on there. And we also did Me and God, which is another song that, you know, is a faith-based song that was a hit for me. And I felt like the version was really good. I didn't want to put the original version of that song on there, or the original of Me and God, because I just feel like my voice has matured so much since I did the originals that I just felt like the fans deserved a more current version, because they can always go back and listen to the originals.
So do you work with the Gaither people?
I did on this record, and it was such a pleasure. They are highly professional. They know exactly what they're doing, and I felt like having them involved in this project really kind of added credibility to this record. You know, because I had made records before, but I'd never done a live performance DVD, and having them involved and overseeing that, doing it at their studios, I mean, I literally walked in, I was in awe. The way they had the studio set up and everything, and just the way they went about their business, it took all of the pressure off of me. All I had to go out there and do was sing, and I didn't have to worry about anything else. They had everything else covered. So, like I say, it was a pleasure, and I'd love to work with them again. Hey, y'all, this is Josh Turner, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
God. He's my father.
Well, let's, if we can just go back to really how it started, really. So you're not from Nashville, so where are you from?
I'm originally from Hannah, South Carolina, and moved to Nashville in 1998 and just went there to finish school at Belmont University and, you know, was pursuing a record deal at the same time. And so, moved to Nashville in 98 and signed my record deal in 2001, so I didn't have to wait too long.
Some have to, but you were very, very lucky. But you obviously been performing and on the road before then.
I had been performing, but I hadn't toured or anything. I'd never played with a band outside of that one time that I had done a recording session at school at Belmont University. So, when I got my record deal, that was when I first started playing with a band. So I was literally learning, you know, from the ground up.
I mean, you had that hit straight away virtually, and it hasn't really stopped since.
No. Like I say, Long Black Train is my signature song. It doesn't matter how many hits I've had since Long Black Train. People still look at me as the Long Black Train guy. But my true fans, they know, you know, what kind of success I've had. I've done a few things outside of music, but like I say, my heart's in country music. That's where I'll always want to be.
So. Well, one of your songs was my wedding song, Your Man, which is just a great song.
Yep, we'll be playing that tonight.
Well, so. Good. I don't think I'll be up dancing.
You can, it's allowed.
There you
go. It'll be totally fine with me.
So how long are you in Europe for?
Till Monday, I think.
That's a short trip.
Yeah.
Well, it's better to be a short trip than no trip.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
of course, you do the Long Road Festival, which is really taking off over here.
Yeah, and we're playing in Manchester on Saturday, I think.
Good crowd there.
So, we'll be doing, you know, more press here tomorrow, and then we'll go to Manchester. What is it, the Northern Royal College of Music? We can't remember this name for the save our life. You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. That's cool. Then it's back to the States, is it, and back to touring and whatever?
Yeah. We have maybe 2 days once we get back home, and then we're back at it. So we'll be out. You know, we say out west is, you know, the western United States.
So how long are you out on the road for a year?
This year, a lot. I don't know what our count is right now. We're pushing 90 to 100 dates this year, which is more than I would like, but it's just kind of the way it's worked out. So.
Josh, it's been great talking to you. Good luck for the UK dates, and I'm looking forward to seeing the gig tonight here.
It'll be fun.
The great venue. You've seen it, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds great in there, too.
Good. Josh, thank you.
All right, thank you. Hey, y'all, this is Josh Turner, and you're listening to Lee Williams. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Let me hear all the Kansas City ladies out here in the house tonight.
nobody, ever love nobody the way that I love you and you and you. We're alone now, you don't know how long I've wanted to lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.